But later on, when I went taking it easy, being supervised and everything, I'd like to kill myself to eat it.
Sounds like a working.
Hi, Pence. You see what I'm talking about, the grandkid? That's what the grandmother and grandfather were spoiled. I told Sue Faye, that's the youngest, the oldest boy's wife. That baby come along, I'd take him out, I'd hand him back to her. I'd Sue Faye, I spoiled him. You here he is.
it's fun for the
grandparents, and sometimes they get bored, and they get on your nerves too.
Yeah, that's right.
And you get so old.
Yeah, you mentioned skillet a minute ago. Is that the same thing as a frying pan?
No, skillet is what you fry meat in there.
Oh, I see.
And
it has legs.
No, a skillet don't.
Oh, skillet don't.
It's just right on your eye. Or, your wood stove or your gas stove you want. We cook with gas.
Yeah. But this bakery you were talking about,
it has legs. It has legs, that bakery.
They
sit out on the hearth of your chimney.
Have you ever heard of any kind of, getting back to cornbread again, any kind of cornbread that people used to bake in ashes somehow? You ever heard anything like that in the fireplace? Never heard anything like that.
Cold to fire. Now that skillet's the only thing that I've ever seen that in that line anywhere.
Never heard of anything called Nash cake?
No. I've heard plumb about Indians way back yonder used to cook their bread like that, but I never seen none of it like that.
Have you ever heard of any kind of cornbread that was cooked in a deep dish and it was real soft, so soft you could kind of spoon it out almost like mashed potatoes?
Mush.
Mush. Now what is it?
Corn mush.
Is that made out of cornmeal?
Yeah.
What else is in it?
Oh, wait a minute, you hit me a surprise there, let's see. Of course, you got your baking soda, and you got the grease, and your salt, and your sweet milk. It's a pretty rich diet. Mama used to make for us kids, we liked it with sweet milk. I don't know where that's all the ingredients. I wouldn't say you can make mush that way, but that's what some of it is in it.
Well, have you ever heard of something like cornbread that's got wheat flour in it and maybe eggs or something like that? Never heard anything like that? Egg bread?
Now my wife makes plain cakes all the time. I just ask plain cake and anything, you know what that is. That's your sugar and eggs and flour.
What about, you ever heard of hoe cake?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah, you can have it in anything. You can have a hoe cake out of biscuit or a cornmeal you want. That's just a hoe cake of bread. That's all it is.
Is that what size about?
Any size your skillet might be.
Oh.
See, that's a whole cake of bread.
Well, have you ever heard of a corn dodger?
Corn dodger, I've heard some people talk about it, corn dodger, but that's just cornbread.
Just
another word for cornbread. Somebody finds it's a slang word for cornbread. That's the only thing it would be. Corn dodger.
Yeah. Well, getting back to the fireplace, after you burn your wood down, what do you call that stuff that's left after?
Ashes.
Yeah. What color are those usually?
White.
And what about that stuff that forms on the sides of the fireplace when you burn
soot.
Away?